Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A magistrate judge has now issued a recommendation report that the former University of Arizona professor case should proceed. We're going to be talking about this development on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Yeah, our client is former ethics professor Daniel Grossenbach. And I just find that quite ironic. He was teaching ethics. And then he went to the school district where his children attend school and spoke out on their behalf because they're trying to do these secret policies for the children as far as gender, ideology, and all that nonsense. And he spoke out against that, which any good parent would do the same.
Yeah, so he's a professor teaching ethics at the University of Arizona, and his kids go to a public school that is totally not associated with the university. Mm-hmm. It's a public school, but it's not part of the University of Arizona. And so he, as a parent of his children in the public school, along with other parents, find out that the school district is secretly telling the teachers to help these kids, quote, transition, to indoctrinate them into LGBTQ gender ideology, and don't let the parents know. And how they apparently found out about it is someone in the school district who received that instruction to hide this information from the parents leaked the email to the parents. And so the parents obviously were upset. And so they, along with Professor Daniel Grossenbach, attended a school board meeting to raise their concerns as parents. And so when he was actually one of the speakers for just a few minutes at the school board meeting to raise this issue, as a parent, he clearly indicated that he was speaking as a parent and not in his capacity as a professor at the University of Arizona.
Right, but the university decided to fire him because of that publicity, what he was doing, even though it had nothing to do with his job as a professor.
Yeah, so what happened is some of the people that were there or heard about him speaking, they then sent anonymous complaints to the University of Arizona that one of their professors was not towing the LGBTQ line and therefore needed to be removed. And so the University of Arizona said, well, we're not going to renew your contract because we're making some changes and we're bringing in someone else. Well, the fact of the matter is that was a ruse.
Excuses.
It was not true because they didn't make any changes. And they didn't bring in anybody else to be a teacher in that department. They just terminated him, and they terminated him over his sincerely held religious beliefs as a parent to protect his kids from this LGBTQ indoctrination. Mm-hmm. So we filed a lawsuit, and the University of Arizona tried to argue that, well, the lawsuit wasn't filed in time. Well, the magistrate judge actually took into consideration this motion to dismiss that was filed by the University of Arizona. And the magistrate judge actually issued an order, which is called a report and recommendation. And the Article 3 judge has to now look at that to accept it or modify it. But it's a very well-written order. And so what this magistrate judge did, which is a federal magistrate, is he went through all the different complaints, the arguments, and he rejected every single one by the University of Arizona, including, he said, University of Arizona says, well, he didn't file timely. Well, the fact of the matter is, what happened is the University of Arizona intentionally withheld documents so that he could not obtain the documents in time to file. They slow-walked it intentionally and then waited for the time frame to expire before they would give him anything that he had a right to receive. He says this, quote, the university took actions to prevent Grossenbach from discovering his claims by slow walking his public records request and by falsely telling him that his contract would not be renewed because the university was going to hire a full-time faculty member to teach those classes, taking the allegations in the complaint as true and drawing all reasonable inferences in his favor. The court finds that the university knew the true circumstances surrounding the adverse employment action and falsely represented them to Grossenbach, intending that he rely on those false representations, close quote. So this is pretty damning for the University of Arizona to have something like that in print, but this is exactly what we were saying before. The judge then goes on to say, quote, he therefore has standing to assert his constitutional claims, close quote.
Yeah, so this is a great report from this magistrate judge. Now it goes to the University of Arizona if they choose to respond, and we hope that it will go back to the court to issue this preliminary injunction that we have asked for on behalf of Daniel Grossenbach, because to dismiss this case was just wrong.
So, you know, the university, when he was not renewed, they came up with some excuse for why he was not renewed. They said, oh, we're going to hire a full-time faculty member for this particular position. And so it had nothing to do with anything that was anything other than that.
Yeah, they said they received funding for a full-time faculty member.
Right.
But they never hired one.
They never hired one, and that's not what they wanted to do. So he and we, Liberty Counsel, we did a public records request. A public records request. And that means that the university, as a public institution, has to reveal these records.
Right. In fact, the university posted advertisements soliciting resumes for additional part-time professors. So they're really not telling the truth there.
Right. So it took them 239 days to produce these documents. Mm-hmm. 239 days. Informed Grossenbach that it was not renewing his part-time teaching contract because it had received, as you said, funding for a full-time faculty member, and they had then actually done advertisements for other part-time faculty members, which is what he was actually doing.
I mean, this is a dad speaking on behalf of his children. You know, that is, it's unbelievable the Arizona, the University of Arizona would have a problem with that. I know it's the LGBT stuff they don't want out there, but he's speaking on behalf of his children in another context, nothing to do with the university.
So they did not hire a full-time faculty member. They actually put out an ad for a part-time faculty member to do the same exact job that Grossenbach had been doing for years. He'd been teaching that particular course for years. And so they said, we're not going to renew your contract. And then they put out an ad to hire somebody to actually do the same class that he had been doing for years.
Right.
So when the university finally disclosed the public records of his termination in July of 2024, 239 days after his firing, it was only at that time that the anonymous complaints were revealed, which show that his firing was based on his public advocacy and religious speech. That's what they didn't want him to know about.
Right.
So they had that as part of his record, that they got all these anonymous complaints, and therefore that's why they terminated him. It had nothing to do with the fact that they were making a change to go full-time, because they didn't. They actually tried to replace his exact position. They fired him because of his public advocacy on a matter of public concern, that he spoke as an individual citizen to protect his own children in a separate school system that's not related to the university.
But the bottom line is, he does not, or any other professor, do not shed their constitutional rights for free speech and religious exercise just because they work at a public institution.
Yeah, so this is, I think, a good development that's happened here. Liberty Counsel has filed the federal lawsuit against the Arizona Board of Regents and its chair, Douglas Goodyear, as well as the University of Arizona president. And our lawsuit requests that the court order the university to reinstate Dr. Grossenbach to his prior position and award damages to this former professor.
Because he's lost income now.
He's lost income, yeah. He's not only lost income, but, you know, you get fired from a university like that, and you live in university area.
Right, you get dings on your record.
Yeah, how are you going to go apply someplace else? And then when they go and ask, would you rehire this person? No, we wouldn't rehire them. Well, you know, that's a black record, black mark on your record. You're not going to get hired.
Right.
So he's lost income. The damages here can be very significant. And all of this was over, unbelievable, Holly, this LGBTQ ideology. They could not stand to have a part-time ethics professor who doesn't toe their radical gender ideology.
Secret policies for their children.
Yeah.
And secret.
Yeah, and it's unbelievable. So pray for the case. Daniel Grossenbach is the client, but we have a good decision so far. This will now go to the Article 3 judge for further consideration, and then discovery, where we're going to hold the University of Arizona's feet to the fire. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.